Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Ron Meyer from Seattle, Washington, here with you at the Bridgeland Band Invitational. October 10th, 2015, it's my pleasure to be with you on the color guard caption. Watching your pre-show, setting up mood, creating a good sense of character.
Joining us from American Fork, Utah, please welcome the American Fork High School Marching Band. Their 2015 field show, Red Sky, includes musical selections, City of the Sky by Satoshi Yagasawa, Imitation Game by Alexander Desplat, This is Burke from How to Train Your Dragon 2 by John Powell, and Spiritual Planet by Wataru Okayama. Bridgeland Band Invitational is proud to present drum majors Karen Hammack, Eric Greenfield,
and here we go. Great impact point, really strong uniformity. Good contrasting flag design. Yeah, nicely crafted moment there. And sabers entering. Rifles as well. Yeah. Strong individual skills there on the aerials. Really consistent. Very musical. Layering of body and equipment. Yeah, nicely done rifles. Really stable catches at the diagonal. Flags backstage. Very consistent as well. Layering with form and body. Sabers and rifles up front. Great staging here. Very complex moment musically. Layered nicely with the body and equipment contribution from the rifles and sabers, supported well by flags backstage. Yeah, good rotational qualities. It seems to catch just a little behind the beat. Could be that I'm so far away that it's just looking that way. Yeah, very well characterized equipment riding. It suits the nature of the musical setting very nicely. Yeah, nicely evolved change in setting here with the layering of the sabers and rifles throughout the form. Flags are kind of left out there all by themselves, and I'm not feeling like they've been really totally incorporated in the plan, but the setting and evolution of the forms for the rifles and sabers has been extremely seamless at this point. Nicely done. Yeah, great impact point there, sabers. Yeah, really taking the risk and hanging it out there for the impact point on the catch, and it was pretty well handled. Ooh, soloist. Yeah, just let that over-rotate a little bit. And flag still just kind of tucked out there, back of stage left. Very complimentary flag work, and it's lightness. The flag design as well, very well suited to the theme. To depict that. Movement qualities up front, very uniform. Lightness, a lot of momentum as you travel across the field and take the bodies into the air. Good control and timing as you go into the ground. Yeah. The soloist here. As the rest of the guard kind of dissipates out to the equipment change. Nicely done. Very, very dramatic moment has been developed here. Good color change to the hand flags. Good sense of tension as the flags are introduced as you bring them up. So your dynamic quality has changed considerably, and it's matched very well throughout the group. The small groups of flags around the field gives a much more cohesive sense to the overall design. Careful on spacing as you transition through those little pods into these single lines. Yeah, nice flag design with the gradation of color. Nice intensity shading there as you add a little bit of speed and finish that phrase. Yeah. Or the midpoint of that phrase. Some kind of loud impacts there that weren't quite as well represented through the flag writing. Not that everything has to be literal. Nicely done here. Very strong unison and layering with body once again. And the dynamic qualities continue to develop and be very uniform. So, especially as you work with the equipment through the body. Smooth restage, as it has been up to this point. Except the points that I commented on with the flags stuck in the back for a while. The color guard staging is evolving so nicely and seamlessly through the program. Yeah, nicely done here with the dancers left on the field while the flags are taken up to the front sideline, maintaining focus. Very well-crafted restage there into the wedge. Excellent movement skills. Yeah, the development of the arm there up to that ending position wasn't quite matching, so that just one little thing that I got to pick on. Weight shifts. Down into the ground, once again with good momentum. You can work on defining the completion point there as you go into the handstand with the legged passe. Just getting a clear line from everyone, but it's very close. I'm being picky. Excellent uniformity and individual skill demonstrated there on the individual tosses. Catch positions are quite strong. Yeah, just some slight consistency issues there and rotations not quite working out. Nice featured moment here for the Rifles. Supporting the percussion feature, and now woven into the percussion feature, I appreciate the restriction of space, and again, the forms are really well coordinated with the rest of the group. Nice enhancement there from the winds with the gestural efforts. And you do a good job of varying the equipment work within the form, sometimes split parts, just to not have to keep the same look all the time. Yeah, nice job there with the release over the poles. Appreciate the level of challenge and risk, and again, some rather confined space to work in. Yeah, excellent shaping of the arms on the catches. Just shows such fine training. Some timing issues and pathway things to work out here, Rifles. Okay, much better there as you get into that wrist rotation, and it's really well suited to that to the way it portrays the line in the mallet instruments. So well suited both in terms of the staging right behind the mallets and in just how musically it was written. Way to go, soloist. Another moment where you've held our attention to the use of the soloist while the equipment change is taking place. A beautiful change in flags here. The intensity of the red certainly suits the musical moment nicely. And continues to develop your theme. Okay. I was about to say that it's a little bit minimal in terms of the contribution of flags there, but you're just saving that for the amount of speed and motion that we would see here. There's a huge crescendo in the band, and there is a good amount of speed that happens in the flags. I'm just wondering if that's something that could be enhanced just a little bit more. But again, I'm being really picky about some minor things. Great job, American Fork. Training is excellent. The level of consistency through the group is very, very strong. The little things that I have to mention, I think the one of the biggest is just that flag staging at the beginning, and I know there's not going to be a lot that you're going to do about that, and it certainly resolves later in the program when things become much more integrated. Rifles and movement especially very strong and well coordinated through the program. Very musical approach in terms of choreography and equipment writing, and the performers understand that and they understand the role that they're being asked to present and the variations within the roles that they're presenting, and they handle them quite nicely and by compliments to you. So I hope my comments have been helpful, and I wish you the very best as you continue working toward the end of the season.